The Drive is live, and live on a Wednesday, big playoff week as we get ready for the Texans and the Steelers coming up on Monday. Remember, tomorrow, Thirsty Thursday, we will be out Buffalo Wild Wings, Willowbrook Mall. So come hang by Willowbrook Mall on the other side of the highway from Willowbrook Mall off of Tomball Parkway. So come hang out with us tomorrow for a little bit of Thirsty Thursday. Shout out to Bud Light. Shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings. Good food, good drinks. You can come out and hang out and have a good time with us tomorrow. I do want to get into some things, but I wanted to bring this to you all. And I'm not going to lie, I was judgmental. And Clint, I almost said something to the fella. So I pulled up here at the station. I pulled up about 12:30. I sat in the car. For some reason, I got stuck watching Steelers versus Lions, and then and then Steelers versus Browns. I got stuck watching that in the car, and I kept looking up, and I kept seeing a guy like doing laps on the top, walking around doing laps. I'm like, oh man, do you think? Get your exercise in. He probably passed by five times. But like the fifth or sixth time, Tyler, he came up and he hit a cigar.
Oh yeah, I seen him. I've seen him out there before.
Have you seen him before? I've never seen this guy before. My man is out here walking laps, getting exercise in, it looks like.
He is
getting. But he's got a full Cuban cigar rolling out like it is.
Getting exercise in style.
Clint, I almost said something to him. I got out and he walked past me as I was walking to the door, and I almost said, "Hey, bro, what you doing here?"
He's like, got—I'm telling you—he's got.
You've seen him before, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. He ain't in workout gear either. He's in office attire.
No, but like at first I thought maybe he was just walking to his car, but he's rope and like he's getting it in. He's probably getting a good. So mile plus
a nice
in.
Cigar.
No. He has definitely got some kind of step challenge, daily step challenge going
That's
on.
That's what it is.
And because he'll be out there, I'll see him out there on the phone talking. But he's in all, like he's in polo and khakis
today.
Like,
yeah,
like short khakis where you can see his ankles with no socks on.
Yes,
and shoes,
he
and he'll
did.
Be walking.
He did.
And he'll smoke a cigarette. He'll have.
Oh, he does cigarettes too.
I'm sorry, a cigar.
Yes, yeah, a cigar.
He'll have his AirPods in, either talking or listening. Yeah. He's got some kind of step challenge going. He's like, hey, man, to hell with that gym up there. To hell with that athletic gear, man. I'm just going to go down here and get it in.
But it looks like he's got to walk it outside because he has to have the cigar.
That's it. It's just like an afternoon stroll, baby.
Are you getting good work?
Better than none. I'm telling you, he got some kind of step competition.
Are you counteracting this with the cigar?
Hey, he knows he ain't getting worse.
Inhale.
He was. He probably
shouldn't be.
But I mean, he's just.
He's just quit on the smoking. I think cigars is what he's going to do. And I think he's just doing what he can.
I just watched him. I said,
he's cool as hell with it, too.
Oh, he's hitting that thing up. I said, I've never seen it.
Yeah, he's cool with it.
Let me get out here. Let me get these steps. Let me get this walk this mile in, and let me hit this cigar.
I done signed up for this damn step challenge. Let me go ahead. I got to get 7,000 in this week. Let me go ahead and get them.
Am I wrong in my thinking? The cigar thing while exercising, I think, is vastly different and better than if it were like a heater. He was walking around puffing, right?
I would think so.
Because you're not supposed to be inhaling cigar.
I'm not judging the man, but the whole deal is leaving a lot to be desired from a workout perspective. I mean, he's got to be trying not to sweat. I mean, it's a stroll, Tyler. It's a cool ass. From the tire to the walk to the cigar to the ear the phone the conversation on the phone.
I probably sat in my car for 30 minutes.
Just
and
watched.
He's hitting it. No, I mean I didn't really notice it. I saw him first, and because I park on the edge and he looks like he's just walking to the other side to go to his car.
Mm-hmm.
But then he passed me about five or six times.
Top four,
and
I was like,
but no, this guy's getting work in. Go ahead, man.
Let me tell you what he's going to do.
That's not a bad idea. Get out here and get you some. Feels pretty good. And then he came through and my man just hit that thing. I see the smoke coming out. I said, what the hell? And then I got out the car and I just watched him. And I mean, Tyler, he's hitting it two or three times around his lap. Like, hey, I've just never seen anything. I've never seen anything like it.
He's going to lay down in that bed tonight, Ron. Me, you, and Tyler, we're going to be like, damn, we didn't take too many steps today. Boy, that was a rough day. He's going to lay in that bed and go,
I got mine
in. I got an extra 200 in it. I'm telling you, man.
How much does he happen. I mean, how much does he smoke, though?
He ain't counting.
I'm just saying, Tyler, if you
it's
have
for
to,
sure lit, he's not just chewing on a
no,
cigar.
I'm seeing smoke. The smoke coming out. Yeah, Tyler, you have to smoke a lot if. All right, man, I'm about to get these laps in. And I thought maybe this was the first time, but Clint has seen him. So this is a normal thing for him. Like, you have to smoke a lot for you to say, man, during my workout, man, I got to hit one.
Well, he can't do it in the building, so he's having to. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He's getting that smoke in. He's that smoke fix and
knocking out multiple.
He's all of them at once. And a couple phone calls to the family that he can't make in the building on the clock.
Hey,
I swear
to God, I'm gonna try this. I'm gonna light up cigar and walk.
Well, somebody's gonna roll the window down and holler at you like they did last time.
Wonder if Pendergast ever does it. You think Pendergast ever has a stogie when he does his strolls in the afternoon?
Absolutely.
No, he doesn't. No question. No. Sean can separate his workout from his smoke out.
You're not running them together. I don't think he's running them together.
Tyler, don't make that look. People
I don't
can
know.
See you.
I mean,
people can see you.
Pendergast is a cigar guy. I know it. And he takes his everyday afternoon walk. It's not possible for him to light up a stogie.
Zero doubt that Sean Pendergast has strolled through River Oaks with a cigar in his mouth.
And I
no
know
question.
Sean is the listening. So please, I'm just saying, there is no way, Tyler, when he goes to training camp, and when he does his show at training camp, and in between the practice where he goes and takes a walk around that area, he is not lighting up a cigar.
Come on, Sean.
And hitting that walk. He is not.
No, I think he's got to be in River Oaks amongst trees, man.
I'm serious. 713.
Text in.
713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch. Has anyone ever done that? Smoked it of any kind? Smoking while exercising?
Cigar, cigarette, crack, any of it.
I am serious. Like, I don't like to bother. I don't like to mess with people. Go ahead, man. Do your thing. But I almost felt like pulling a Clint Sterner and just like, hey, man, what are we trying to accomplish?
What's going through your head?
Like, what's the goal here? Like,
it's
I feel like that's some Clint.
I'm dead ass curious. I'm not being.
No, I am too. I mean, I kind of am, but I am curious too. Like, what's it? Is this help? Are you working on your breathing? Like, is this helping your wind now more than?
I'm telling you, it's a step challenge.
He's got to
probably
be.
With his wife, and he don't want to catch. He don't want to get. You know. Third degree when he gets home about not getting
prescription. If you got to smoke while you exercise, you smoke everything. I mean, I bet that man lights up something 4, 5, 6 times a day. I mean, it is. Somebody text in, I walk 4-6 miles every day smoking my cigar. 2 cigars in 2 hours. I don't inhale.
Is that the guy you saw?
He's a listener.
I sure hope to God it is, because I hope there's not somebody else rolling around here that walks 4 to 6 miles every day hitting 2 cigars in between.
I mean, that's an expensive workout. I mean, unless you're smoking bottom of the barrel, I mean, that is.
Stop at this Specs before I get to the park for my walk.
Yeah. Text line, I used to smoke weed before working out. Yeah, I know it, but you weren't hitting it. You weren't laying down on the bench.
Wild,
and
hitting
hitting it.
But even if you're smoking weed before working out, like, you're just smoking weed every day all day.
Tyler, the way you said that.
I happen to know a few fellas who partake before a good workout or maybe running the courts.
All right, let's step out of this.
They seem to play well.
Tyler's now staring into the sky.
Tyler's
thinking.
Reminiscing on his homeboys at the sports complex out of William Gray, man, getting high and playing basketball
thinking through
on a Tuesday night after curfew.
Y'all want to go hoop? Sure.
I can't even believe it. All right, J.J. Watt, who, by the way, the Texans, I believe, are 4-0 with J.J. Watt calling their games this year. He will not call the game on Monday night, but he did speak about the Texans while he was with Pat McAfee. And talking about watching this team, he's seen them up close 4 times and how he feels about their potential. And I know something that he said stuck out to you, Clint. Here's JJ.
Houston Texans could win it all. That is a very, very real statement. How do you feel after watching them so much this year, and how do you feel coming out of the last game?
Yeah, the last game was a weird one. I mean, obviously we were on the call there, and the vibe was just strange because Jacksonville jumped out to a big lead early, and the Texans pulled their starters at halftime, and like even going into the game, I mean, yes, everybody said all the right things, and but you kind of knew, and you could sense it just around, even in the stadium, the fans and everything, like, yeah, we want to win this game, but we also want to get to the playoffs healthy, and we want to make sure that once we're in the playoffs, everybody is ready. And so it was just a strange thing. Now, give credit to the Colts. Riley Leonard comes out on his first third down, deep to Alec Pierce. There's a little bust in the coverage there on the back end. They'll have Kamari Lassiter back at corner. So when you look at the AFC, I mean, this year is, as everybody said, more than ever feels like the most wide open it's been. The Texans defense, without a doubt, can stop anybody. It's going to come down to their ability to put up points on the other end that is going to determine how far they actually go.
All right, I know that back part is what kind of jumped out.
Yeah, look, the AFC is wide open. The defense is good enough to win a championship. It's all going to come down to whether the offense can score points. And I think, look, this is stating the blatantly obvious JJ did there on McAfee. I mean, anybody that covers the team knows that this thing's going to come down to whether the Texans offense can score points or not. But I love hearing it from JJ. I mean, there's no sugarcoating it. There's no... Oh, I mean, let's just overemphasize how great the defense is and how wide open the AFC is and tell us how good CJ's been in the past and how good Nico is. Now, the reality of it is what JJ said. The reality of it is it's all going to boil down to, whether it's the first round or it's the damn Super Bowl, it's all going to boil down to, can this offense score points? And I'm not talking about piddle around and just score enough. And it's going to come down to, probably multiple times, if they can pull it off and win, probably multiple times. If they can't pull it off, it'll happen once. It's going to come down to whether this offense can score points. And the reality of it is I'm not real confident in that being the issue. I'm not real confident in this offense
if they have
being able to get it done. I'm not. I mean, my question to the listeners, 713-572-4610, is where are you at with your confidence level? I know you're high on the defense. I know you're high on the current state of the AFC and your chances. And we know you like CJ and you like Nico, but where are you at honestly with this offense ultimately deciding whether you make a run and win a championship? Here we are in year three with D'Amico Ryans, a defensive-minded head coach. I said it when he got hired. This is all going to boil down to, can he get the offensive coordinator right? Can he get the quarterback right? He got the quarterback right out of the gate. At least most of us think he got the quarterback right out of the gate. And the offensive coordinator, it's been a bit of a struggle there. Things I'm not comfortable with, Ron, and with this offense, it's easy. We've talked about it all multiple times throughout the year. Basic communication. This team, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, the head coach, multiple times throughout the year, we've heard them talk about getting out of the huddle on time. We've heard them talk about communication in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage. We've heard them talk about communication with the quarterback and the offensive line and the tight ends and everybody that's in pass protection. We've heard that consistently. Now, it's been better of late, but we've heard that consistency. That basic communication on the road in a loud environment is going to be a major problem. It's going to be a huge challenge for this group, and I'm not confident that they're going to get it done.